Welcome to Western Heights Uniting Church and to our All Saints service. It's a particularly lovely service where we remember those people who've been very much a part of our lives. People who have helped shape us and who, because of their love for us and our love for them, we've helped shape them and shape their lives. We welcome you here. And we welcome everybody into our church. We understand that God loves all of God's creation. And so that means whoever you are a part of God's love creation. You are loved. We acknowledge the custodians of this land, the Wadawurrung, and we pay our respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging. We light a candle. Because Christ, the light of the world, is with us. Today's service is here to help us remember and give thanks to God for those people who've been very significant in our lives. And you might like to have a candle with you so that a bit later in the service, as we light some candles to remember people, there might be somebody who you'd like to remember and who you would like to light a candle for. Life, as we understand it in the Christian faith, is God-breathed. It's a gift. In the early story of creation, Genesis chapter 2, and Genesis chapter 1, in both of those stories, it's God who molds out of the earth and then breathes life into creatures and they become living beings. So we understand that life is a gift from God. So as we remember people today who've been very significant to us and to whom we have been very significant, we acknowledge their life and our life as a gift from God, and therefore it's sacred. God gives us a freedom. God gives us this gift, and it is our right, our privilege to explore that gift. And our lifetime is a journey of exploration, finding out what it is that God has given to us, hopefully using it well. Hopefully using it to bless creation around us, to bless those around us. And if you're remembering someone with a lot of love today, it's because they have found a way of blessing you. It's the people around us who shape us, and it's we who shape them. We don't do this business of living by ourselves. We do it with other people. We do it in community. So in this service today, we're remembering those people who have been significant in our community, people who've shaped us, people whom we've shaped. There's going to be prayers today. There's going to be reflections. There's going to be lighting of candles in recognition of the significance that someone's life has had on us. And the significance that we've had on their life. Now, St. John wrote, God is love. When we've loved someone, we've known something of God meeting us in that person whom we've loved. And hopefully, they meet something of God in us too. Today, we are honouring memories not of perfect people, but people we've loved. And nor have we been perfect, but we have been loved. For the love of God surrounds us, and sometimes, often we meet people that God gives to us to walk this with us for a while. God is there in that.
I'll catch your smile on someone's face. Your whisper in the wind's embrace. Through diamond stars and songs and dreams, I find your love in everything. The sun, the sky, the rolling sea, all conspire to comfort me from sorrow's edge. Life's beauty seems to find your love in someone's face, amazing grace.
Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. St. Paul wrote, all things are yours, life or death, the present or the future. All things belong to you, and you belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God. Let's pray. Help us to see you walking with us, God, as we encounter your love in the face, the voice, the presence of another. Help us to trust in your compassion while we struggle with absences and the ache that absence brings. Help us remember you are with us even as you are with those we love. Help us hold sacred the precious gift of love you've given us, so that we too might be your gift of love to those we love and hold today. Amen. I want to read to you from Psalm 139, my favourite psalm, and it runs like this. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down, and you are acquainted with all of my ways. You beset me behind and before. You lay your hand upon me. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand will hold me, your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will cover me and the light around me become night, even the darkness isn't dark to you, and night is as bright as the day, for darkness is as light to you. How weighty to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast the sum of them. I try to count them. They're more than the sands. I come to the end, and I am still with you. I'm going to ask Jan Grigg to come and help me with this part of the service. Jan, would you come here, please? Thank you. We're going to come to God in prayer. We bring to you our thanks, our Lord and God, for the gift of life that has been given and shared, for the relationships we've cherished, for the relationships that have cherished us, for all that these have built into our memory, our character, our understandings.
We give you thanks, O God.
For the things that have been said and done that should not have been said and done, for the thoughts of heart and mind that have been less than they could have been, or more than they should have been, and for our failure to rise to the heights that love demands, and for the times when love has failed,
we ask your forgiveness, O God.
We thank you that in your love you've promised forgiveness and healing to us, and your grace sufficient to all our needs. For the grace and the love that passes understanding and the strength of your renewing power,
we give you thanks, O God.
Deep.
I wonder if you've got a candle at home that you'd like to light. I'm going to light this candle from the Christ candle. Christ is in our midst, in life or in death, before and behind. Christ is with us. And now we're going to light some candles to remember people whose lives have been so significant to us. And we do so with thanks. Dear God, thank you for the life of Calvin. Of Sadiq, of Sabir, and of Robert. Loved family of Rashida, we light these four candles in honour of their lives and all that they have given and received. This candle is lit for Loris Taylor. With thanks for her life and love on behalf of her children and their families and her sister Val and so many other people in this congregation who remember her with love and with admiration. This candle is lit for Warren Lamont on behalf of his children and families and this church who give thanks for his energy and his drive over so many years. This candle is lit for Muriel Williams on behalf of her children, Liz and Susan and Roger and their families and her sister, Margaret Smith, people who are missing her deeply, but also with gratitude for all that she's given for so many years. And with thanks and love from the people of this congregation, where she's just given so much on behalf of this church. This candle is lit for Shirley Ann Payne, with love on behalf of her son Ash. This candle is lit for Colin Jones, with love on behalf of David and Joan. This candle is lit for Dorothy Matthews, on behalf of John, her family, and all of the people in this church who've loved and appreciated her so much. This candle is lit for Ailsa Martin, on behalf of her daughter, Narelle. This candle is lit on behalf of Jean. This candle is lit for Jean Crombie on behalf of her daughter, Sian. And this candle is lit for you who are watching, who have in your hearts a person not named here today, but someone who's very precious, someone whom you have loved and who has loved you. With thanksgiving to God for that person, their life and their interaction with you, and for all that they've shared and all they've given and all they have received. Let us pray. As we remember the people we've loved, we offer to God our memories, our thanksgiving, written and unwritten, spoken and unspoken. We give thanks for our loved ones we remember today and every memory we have of them. We remember the ways their lives have touched ours and we have touched theirs. For all that we've shared in difficult times and wonderful times. for all their work and love on our behalf, for their courage in illness, all that they've given to us and all we've been able to give to them, for the way their love continues in us, in our sadness, in our thanksgiving, in all we do and have become, for all that is and all that is past, we remember them with thanksgiving. God our Father, when memory is sad, hold us gently in your hand. When memory is sweet, give us grace to say thank you. Watch always over those we remember today, and at the last may we with them understand and know your love. We thank you for family and friends who've been with us in times of need, for the help and understanding given to us, for the words and for the silences. We pray for grace to be open to the needs of others and confidence to give ourselves to those who need our help. We're thankful to know that you understand how hard faith can be, and we offer to you our doubts and our uncertainties. Help us to know your care and to move into the future and not be afraid. Thank you for each moment of goodness, each new discovery of love and beauty that lifts our eyes to larger horizons. Lord, keep us open to new things, even as we cherish what has been so important in the past. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Morning has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for them springing fresh from the world. Sweet the rains new fall, sunlit from heaven, like the first dew fall on the first grass. Praise for the sweetness of the wet garden, sprung in completeness where his feet pass. Mine is the sunlight, mine is the morning, born of the one light, Eden saw play. Praise with elation, praise every morning, God's recreation of the new day. has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for them springing fresh from the world.
I hope this service has been a blessing to you. And I hope that in being a blessing to you, it enables you to be a blessing to those who share your life, who share that sacred, that amazing, that miraculous gift of life. And so now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace now and evermore. Amen.